What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Let's get producer Carl in here. Carl, this is the first time, really, that I have ever seen the example of, like, one person in an entire family sort of acting as the patriarch for not only his own house, but, like, it seems to me, Carl, like, you're the go-to dude for your brothers and your sister's kids, and everybody comes to Carl, man.
I don't want to make it seem like that, but I think I'm the most talkative. Like, I'll talk to my brother real upfront. So I'll talk to my brother and my sister the exact same way. I'll go to my dad. I'll go to my mom. Hey, why did this happen? So I'm that one of us five. So I think that's probably what it is, really.
In a case like this, though, you've got kind of a tie to your nephew here that's coming to you for help, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I got three kids. But before I have my kids, I have my nephews. I have like 15,
training
16.
Ground.
Oh, yeah, man. And I love them like my kids. So, excuse me. But so I get a call from my nephew the other day about prom. So they're all starting to get around that age where, I mean, I have nieces and nephews from 21 to 3. So some of my older nephews are getting to that age where they're starting to get more involved with different issues that I'm going to have to really address. Like my other nephew had issues with gangs and all kind of stuff. But this nephew right here, he called me about the prom. Mm-hmm. So his whole thing is my sister, she's real. Like I said, I'm the real go-to, real direct guy. My sister's real mellow, non-materialistic, just real cool and easy about mostly everything. And so she thinks that my nephew wants to go to the prom and do it big for the most part. Mm-hmm. And so she feels that, you know, there's a limit on it.
See, when you're going to prom and you're, what, 17 years old, you think there's never, ever going to be a day in your life bigger than this. This is it right here.
That's what I've been working towards.
Downside.
That's right.
Other end of the prom, downside of your life.
That's right.
Got to go big or go home.
That's exactly what he said, too. He said, man, I got a favor. Man, either I got to go big or I'm going home. That's exactly what he's told me, right? Funny. So I said, all right, man, what do you need? So with my nephews, it's not even a question of what they need. It's whatever they need, what you know, I'll do it for you.
Uncle Carl's going to take care of it.
Yeah, whatever it is, man, because I've always wished I had that cool uncle. So me and my brother, we that guy. So whatever my nephews and nieces call for, whatever, dude. So he called me.
I want Carl to be my uncle.
I know. Yeah.
No, actually, more specifically, I want Carl's credit card to be my uncle.
But he asked me for a couple of more bucks, right? So he says his mom is not feeling him wanting to do it the way he wants to do it. So I'm like, man, whatever you want to do. So he wants to get like the limo. Mm-hmm. After the limo, he wants to get a drop convertible caddy. You know, he wants to, instead of the regular old tuxedo shoes, he wants to get alligator shoes. So he wants to go hard. Now, mind you, alligator shoes is real popular up in Michigan.
Okay.
My nephew's up in Michigan. So he wants to get the gators. He wants to go hard, get the cane. So he said that his mom.
How cute. Is he going to match with his prom date, too?
Oh, I'm sure.
Like he's going to match his tie to her dress.
Oh, yeah.
Of course he is.
Thing.
This is the biggest night of his life forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And my nephew, I promise you, this nephew got flavor. I mean, flavor across the board. So I know how he's going to do it. So
anybody that brings a cane to prom is cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Or does the whole white suit, you know?
Yeah. White suit and a cane.
But yeah, he's going to do it real flashy. So he called me for a couple extra bucks. So I'm like, man, whatever. He asked for, I think he started for 50, but I knew he was teetering.
50?
Yeah.
What's 50 going to get you nowadays?
Yeah. Well,
basically, he's been doing it hard his own self. He's worked, so he's got his own cash,
saving.
So he just, yeah.
He's been saving up for this big night.
Good for him.
And how many other
deal,
uncles
man.
In the family is he giving the same story to and getting 50
I know,
from
right?
him and 50 from him?
I thought 50. About that. I thought about it. But it's only me and my brother, so whatever, man. He can get it. So he asked for a couple extra bucks, so I sent the dude 200. Whatever, man. Do
nice.
It.
Nice.
Have it big you want to go.
Nice.
Do it hard. So
we
I get
see
a little,
pictures of this.
I get a little slack from my, I didn't get a slack from my wife, but she says, she thinks that I should tell my sister about it. I'm like, whatever. I'm not going to tell my sister about it. It's like I'm the second dude. I'm the second dad. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't. And then he also said, don't tell mom, man. You know how she'd be tripping. I'm like, okay, I
know
my
sister. Did you tell him that you were sending more than he asked for, or did he just get the envelope and open it up, and there were four bills in there instead of one?
I just sent it to him. Actually, I wired it to him, too, man.
So,
I wanted to do it hard. That's awesome. That's the prime, baby.
I wish I could have seen his face when he was standing at that counter in the Publix up in Michigan, right, and the wire comes through.
I didn't think anybody wired money unless your friend is about to get killed because of an outstanding debt. I need the money by noon. Wire it to me.
Or you're 17 years old, because everything's that urgent when you're 17 years old.
That's exactly what he said, too. I said, man, I'm going to put it in the mail for you. He said, man, I thought you were going like Western Union or something. I said, what you know about Western Union, first of all?
So he said he didn't want his mom to know, and your wife's now, she's got to know because you gave him a little extra bump.
Yeah, but I don't think it's necessary. You know, it's like...
Is his dad involved in his life?
Yeah, his dad is there, but he doesn't want any of them to know because his dad is cool. His dad is the what basically mentored me, so I understand how it is. So... his dad's not going to really trip, but he just wants to do it on his own. He just wants to make them think that he's doing it on his own, and he's going to go big.
He is doing it on his own. He called up Uncle. Yeah. He hustled Uncle.
Yeah. I don't know.
He even moved it from putting a, you know, what, 30-cent stamp on it to spending 20 bucks on a Western Union.
Right. Cursed me into wiring it. And
see, I understand the dude code aspect of the whole thing. Like, you're the cool uncle, and he's the nephew, and he's asked your own little bonding thing. But the fact that he said, don't tell mom.
I thought about that.
Made it a secret. And now I think maybe your wife is right that almost
mom's
got
to
know.
No, don't tell, because you don't want to ask your parents for anything. So you go to anybody else you can find in the family to ask for money.
I know why.
That's the first person you avoid.
I know why he said, don't tell mom. Because at some point when they were talking about it, he said, mom, I need $50 more because I want to get, you know, these shoes to go with my tux or whatever it was he said. And she said, I've given you enough. You've saved enough. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a good enough time. He goes, well, I'm going to call Carl. And she said, don't call Carl. You're not calling anybody else. You're going to have a great prom. Everything's cool. And he said, okay. And then the next day, when mom wasn't home, he picked up the phone. He called Carl.
Is he going to hide? Like, I'm trying to figure out how he's going to keep it from his parents. Let's say you don't talk to your sister and that he goes to prom. Is he going to, like, how is he going to hide that money, that spending from him? Or is he going to try?
I think that he'll just assume that they think that he made it himself.
Okay. All right.
Because they know he's a stand-up dude. He's not really like a, you know, bum or anything. So he has a bunch of hustle. So it wouldn't be a surprise that he could come up with all of this.
So he's working hard for his money. So this is almost like a reward for working hard because you almost did it all by yourself.
Definitely. Okay. Definitely.
Okay. He did do it. He worked hard for that money.
I say don't tell.
Nephew, man.
I think it's okay. You get the excuse. You're the uncle. It's like grandparents. Mm-hmm. You can spoil them.
And he has a new girlfriend. And I heard she's fine. My nephew.
Well, good job getting him that hotel room.
The Burt Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.